Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to my radio audience this afternoon. I first would like to thank the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Ahaya is his name. I would like to thank the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. I would like to thank the Son of God, Yeshaya, and the heavenly host. I thank the God of Israel for letting me be here today again to speak to you prophetically, to speak to you what thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I'm happy today to be his servant and his prophet. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. I am your host of this broadcast. My name is Ishaba. We have a very, very great informational broadcast today, a very prophetic broadcast today to help you people to understand the God of Israel, to help you people to understand the God of Israel people, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. We need a lot of understanding, people. You people are lost. You are lost without words. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. And you don't have no understanding of the real God and what he needs for you to do and what he wants you to do. So that's where I come in as the prophet of the God of Israel. I'm here to help people. Let me say it loud and clear to you. I am here to help you people. My life has been preserved for this moment and this time to help you people to understand. Those that's got an ear to hear, those that's got a heart to understand and a heart to see, eyes to see that you may see. I'm only speaking to the remnant, right? Because that's who the God of Israel is getting ready to shift the power of the Gentile power is about to be shifted. And I'm speaking to you prophetically what I hear. The Gentile power, Edom, our big brother, because I'm a Hebrew woman. Edom, our big brother, he's over all the 10 horns, the European Union and the European power. Our big brother Edom, he's in power, he's in authority, he's in leadership, right? But the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is about to take his dominion and take his power because it's time for his little brother, Jacob, Yaakov. It's time for him to rule and reign in this earth and rise for the new kingdom in the Hebrew nation. So all the power is about to be shifted to the remnant, right? It's about to be shifted. Because the remnant is a powerful people. Won't nobody be able to stop them. Nobody will be able to hurt them. God of Israel will protect the remnant, his elect, his very chosen in this earth. So today we're going to be talking about those people, the remnant. We're going to be talking about the rising kingdom, which is the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, empire. So it's all about empire, right? It's all about that being transferred back to my father, which it would be transferred to his children, the 12 tribes of Israel. No, they're not dead. They can't kill Israel. The God of Israel is going to always have a people in this earth. That's what he told Noah. No, Noah, okay, I repent. I feel bad, Noah, that, you know, I killed all the people in this earth except for you and your family. And he promised Noah. He put a bow in the sky, and he promised Noah and said to Noah. Noah was a Hebrew, too. He had three sons. He was also a Hebrew man, a black man. So he told Noah, I'm never, ever going to destroy all of mankind ever again, Noah. So that means it will always be a Hebrew people and a Hebrew nation and a Hebrew kingdom existing in this earth. This is the last ruling power. This is the last ruling power, the last ruling empire that will stand when the God of Israel gets destroying and killing and taking down all his enemies, for he have many enemies. He have many enemies. All the churches, all the religions that you see in this earth is the enemies of the God of Israel. Because they teach another God, and they teach another doctrine, and they teach another understanding. And they not talking about the God of Jacob and the God of Israel and the God of the Hebrew king. So yeah, you are his enemy. And he's going to take all his enemies down. And your gods going to fall with all your statues or all your gods. They're going to fall with you. Just like he did in ancient times with the children of Israel. He's going to do it again. But this time, more intense. Because after he gets through destroying with his deluge of water and storms and hurricanes and fireballs coming from the sky, after he gets through doing all of that, then the kingdom will rise. The Hebrew kingdom will rise. And I'm going to show you where it's going to rise at. And who's going to be there, who's going to live there, and why it's going to rise. We're going to go into full detail of that today, as long as my internet stay up and let me do that. I'm just talking to you right now. I'm just talking to you right now. So yes, the God of Israel is a God of war. God of war, the real God. He killed people, hurt people all the time, make people sick, all kind of things. He do to chastise you, Israel, Gentiles too. Y'all just his creation. You're not his elect. You're not his chosen. Israel is the apple of his eye, will always be his wife and his bride. So yes. Let me get into my lesson now. I have been attempting to make this lesson for the past 2 days now. Yesterday I wanted to do it. I just kept running into all kind of oppositions and problems. But today I said no oppositions, no problem, nothing I'm going to do going to stop me from doing this today for the God of Israel and the remnant, the 12 tribes of Israel. The rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, empire, audio number 3. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in to talk about that rising kingdom, to talk about the God of Israel, the God over that kingdom, not today, nada, to talk about that empire and their people. Call in, please. You are free to call in. You are free to call in to voice your opinion. If you want to speak about the kingdom, the new kingdom to come, call me, the guest call-in number. So we're going to start our broadcast off today with a song for the God of Israel and the remnant. The kingdom, the kingdom will rise. The kingdom, the kingdom will rise. The God of Israel, the God of Israel, the God of Israel will be that rising kingdom, the kingdom. The kingdom, the kingdom of the children of Israel. Revelation 21, verse 1 through 27. This is audio number 3. I'm not going to go back to Revelation 12, where I was talking about the 12 stars on the head of the woman. You got to go back to audio number 1. You got to go back to audio number 2 to catch up to where I am right now. Because all of those audios, we are speaking about the rising kingdom. So if you want to connect the dots of what I would be teaching today, then you need to go back to those audios and listen to what I was saying on those audios. But today, because when I was in the midst of audio number 2, I got disconnected because of my internet situation. So I'm going to pick it up right there where I got disconnected on audio number 2, which is Revelation 21, 1 through 27. We will be talking about that kingdom. Okay, audio number 2, I was telling you people who is going to live in the kingdom. I went to Revelation chapter 7 and broke down all the 144,000 of the children of Israel that will be living in the new kingdom. That's the holy city, the new Jerusalem, that will come down on Mount Zion, the holy mountain of the God of Israel in Jerusalem. So let's pick it up right there. One moment. Give me a minute, people. Give me 1 second. Or maybe 3. I'm going to write that down to help you understand this. Numbers 1 through 35, 32. Okay, let's pick it up at Revelation 21. Talking about the new kingdom to come. The new kingdom to come. And who will live in that kingdom. And what we will be doing in that kingdom. This is not known. Everybody thinks they're going to heaven when they die. And everybody thinks that they're going to go to heaven. There's no such thing as that. There's not one scripture in the Bible that tell you when you die, you're going to heaven to live with God. It's not one scripture for that. So why do you people teach that? And why do you people believe that? It's all about madness that you have learned from false leaders and false teachers. No, you're not going to heaven. Heaven is only for the God of Israel, his heavenly host. It's not for human beings. It's not for people that die. When you die, you're going somewhere, but you're not going to the throne of the God of Israel. That could be hell or the holding place, but it won't be in heaven. Heaven is only for the heavenly host and the God of Israel. So Revelation 21. Let me help you people out today. Revelation 21. Revelation 21 is talking about the new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem, not the old Jerusalem that was destroyed because the children of Israel, my ancestors, went off and started serving other gods and making all kind of statues and burning up their children for Baal and all of that. We ain't talking about that Jerusalem. That Jerusalem have been destroyed by the God of Israel because the children of Israel polluted it. But it will be restored. It will be restored for the remnant only, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order and all the wrath of the God of Israel that's going to hit this earth. That's going to hit this earth and already is hitting this earth. So we are talking about the New Jerusalem. He's going to make a new kingdom for the Hebrew nation. He's going to make a new kingdom for the Hebrew Empire. He's going to make a new kingdom for the 12 tribes of Israel. Won't be no whoremongers there. Won't be no fornicators there. Won't be no blood-drinking witches and warlocks there. Won't be no statues there. Like Solomon, he made so many statues in the temple. Oh my God. It won't be none of that there in the new Jerusalem. None of that. None of that. It's called the holy city. Why? Because only holy people going to live there. Only holy people going to live there. Not no defiled people like our ancestors. When the God of Israel brought them out of Egypt, they denied the God of Israel for other gods. And their life was a living hell from that day on. From that day on, their life was a living hell. He killed millions and billions of them in Jerusalem. Little kids, maids, grown men, old men, don't matter. He destroyed them because they polluted his holy land. They defiled it with all their gods and all their idolatry, all the kings, mostly. All of them, mostly. You might have one or two, three kings that didn't go off. Not that many. So he's going to make a new Jerusalem. Ain't nobody living there right now in Jerusalem. It's empty. It's a mountain. So let me go to my... And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from the God of Israel out of heaven. So the New Jerusalem, the new holy city, the temple of the living God, the God of Israel, it's all going to come down. And when it comes down, it's going to sit Mount Zion, the holy mountain of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The same mountain that Moses saw the burning bush. The same mountain that the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, the God of Israel spoke to them from that mountain. It was on fire. And they all got afraid because the God of Israel was speaking to them. Why did they get afraid? Because their heart is not right. their heart was not right. So, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. That bride is the remnant. That bride is the 12 tribes of Israel that I went over in audio number 2, Revelation chapter 7. The 144,000 is that bride. The remnant of the children of Israel. The holy people that will make it out of all this madness, that will disconnect their self from the beast system, the red dragon, the 10 horns, the European powers or nations, the education system, the food system, the water system, the clothes system, all kind of systems that the 10 horns have set up with his, their God, Satan. That's why the Bible says Satan is the God of this world. So everything you see set up in this world belongs to Satan, not the God of Israel. The only thing in this world that belongs to God, the God of Israel, is his people, the children of Israel, and all his creation that he made, his grass and his water that he made, not that water that you getting up out of the grocery stores and stuff they are processing and all that with fluoride. The God of Israel is looking for a people, a holy people, to disconnect themselves from the beast. This is the only way you're going to make it. That's the only way you're going to make it, Gentile. You must disconnect yourself. As long as you is attached and you still desire things of this world, then you will not be the remnant. And I'm speaking to you what I hear. So John, the prophet of the God of Israel, he saw the holy city coming down as a bride prepared for her husband. So the God of Israel have always been the children of Israel's husband. And he always will be. He always will be. It's so many scriptures in the Bible to prove that he is their husband. So right now it's about to be a wedding. It's about to be a wedding take place in the holy city that will sit in Africa, in the Middle East, they call it, Africa. The holy city will sit in Jerusalem, Palestine, up in the mountain of the God of Israel. You want to know where it's at? I tell you. Jerusalem is in Palestine. Yes. So it's about to be a marriage. So the God of Israel is about to remarry the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, the remnant, the remnant. He gave Israel a bill of divorce when he kicked our ancestors out of the land. He gave them a bill of divorce. And he said, I don't want no more of with you. I don't want no more with you. You are a whore to me. You defiled, you polluted Israel. And he divorced them and kicked them out of Jerusalem and sent Gentile nations on them to take them down and kill them and put them in slavery. That's why we're in slavery today. That's why we bought on slave ships today. That's why the 10 tribes got took down by the Syrian army over there in 2 Kings 17 and 721 BC. They was took to Assyria because they set up two castes to Baal, Jehovah today, modern name. They set up two paths, and the God of Israel sent the Syrian army on them. So it's about to be a wedding right now. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, you cannot marry the God of Israel if you are a Gentile. What scripture is that? That the God of Israel is going to marry a Gentile nation for his bride. There's no scripture. There's no reference. The only one you have in the New Testament where they injected the Lamb's bride, the church. You people are pagans. All you Christians, Buddha, Allah, all your religions, y'all are pagans. And the God of Israel cannot stand you people. He hates you people. You'll stink to his nostrils. All your songs, all your vows, all your sacrifices, all your tithing, polluted evil tithing that the God of Israel would never accept some kind of satanic money with the all-seeing eye on it, with the Egyptian pyramid on it. You think the God of Israel wants that? Y'all people got to be sick to think something like that. Tithing ain't never been money, and it never will be. And on top of that, the God of Israel would not accept your satanic money that was created by the Gentiles, the ten horns, his enemies. Let me go back to the rising kingdom right now. And I heard a great voice, he said, out of heaven, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, talking about Israel, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God, talking about Israel and Israel only. Yeah, Gentile, you fit in somewhere, but not here in the kingdom. You will not be there. You will not be there. You fit in somewhere over there. The God of Israel never chose you to be. You are his creation, but he never chose you to be his people, and he never will. And verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears. What God? The highest name. The God of Israel. The God of the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation. And the God of Israel shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. This is the new kingdom. This is where the remnant will live. Won't be no more breast cancer there. And heart attacks and disease and pain and sorrow. There's so much sorrow in this earth today. So much sorrow, so much pain, so much everything. But well, he said the former things are washed away. I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And all things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. All things. So Satan's kingdom won't rule here. Don't even think about that. Satan don't have enough power to stand before the God of all gods, the God of Israel. He can deceive and pretend and act like he's building up something and he's setting up something and, yeah, he's going to set to the size of the North, he say. Yeah, we're going to build a red planet and where we can have all our family live there, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to make our own world. And, oh, yeah, y'all can think it all you want. But it won't happen. And he said, verse 5 of Revelation 21, and that he that sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write for these words, and faithful John. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha. I am Omega, the beginning. I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountain of water of life free. So why are you people buying water right now? According to Revelation 21, verse 6, the God of Israel made water for us to drink free. And he's going to make it free again in the new kingdom to come. You're never going to have to pay for no water. The God of Israel created water for us in this earth free to drink. But why are you people paying for it? Why? Because you belong to the beast. You belong to the beast. And you belong to this world. And you belong to the people that's in charge of this world. That's why you pay for water. When the God of Israel ain't never told you to pay for no water, people. Why are you doing it? Because you're stupid. And you dumb and you ignorant. That's why you're doing it. But he said he made all things in the beginning. He made everything for us. Water, food, everything. Medicine. But you want to run to the doctor and take medicine and all of that. Oh, I got to go get my shot today, girl. Oh, I got to go get my diabetes pill. I got to go to the radiation center. You sick, dumb people. Yeah. But he said here, it's free to drink. They pollute the rivers. They put all kind of chemicals in the river, all kind of chemicals. I'm talking about the ten horns now. That's who I'm talking about. The enemies of the God of Israel. Edom, our big brother. Esau, they call him. He came out red all over. Like a hairy garment. They pollute the water. They make pollute the food. All kind of stuff. But the God of Israel gave us everything free and beautiful and good. And guess what? You people don't want it. Verse 7. And that's why you have dead today. That's why you sick. That's why you weak. That's why everything. You don't know none. You stupid. Because all the stuff that they give you make you stupid. It makes you stupid. So look at here, verse 7. He that overcome, he said, shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son and my daughter. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters, all liars have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. That's hell right there. That's hell right there. So no, when Becky and JoJo and Connie and them die, they don't go to heaven, everybody. That's what y'all people believe. That fairy tale stuff. You got so many Beckys and Joes and Billys and Bob and Sue and Tom and Boo Boo and Kiki and Kaya and all them in hell, man. You can't count the numbers. See, they want you people to believe that. Who is these? Them, the ten horns, the Pope, the false prophet in Revelation. That's a false prophet, Pope. Yes, they want you to believe that when you die, you're going to paradise and you're going to be with God and you're going to have your health home. You can believe that stupidity if you want to be. Believe it if you want to. But it's not true. But So they told you people that. And I don't know why I'm speaking like this to you. Because the God of Israel wants to say they stand to you. And I can tell this is going to be a longer broadcast than what I expected, because I have to say what he wants me to say right now. So yes, people, they want you to believe that so you don't never correct your life. You don't never get your life right with God of higher, the God of the Hebrew kingdom and nature. You'll never get to confess yourself sins and all you, because everybody believe when they die they're going to heaven. So why do I have to stop having 4 or 5 women? Why do I have to stop being a homosexual? Why do I have to stop being a lesbian? Why do I have to stop lying and stealing and cheating and conniving? Why do I have to stop drinking blood and being a witch and a warlock? Why do I have to stop jacking off and masturbating? Why do I have to stop connecting myself to the beast in the system? Because I believe I'm going to heaven anyway when I die. So it's okay for me to do everything that I'm doing right now. I don't need to stop because I'm still going to heaven. That's what these people believe. That's what they have taught you. Back to the king, which is a lie. Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters and all liars, they have their part in the lake which burneth with brimstone, which is the second death, full of the seventh last plague. And I'm on verse 9 now, people, Revelation 21. And there came unto me, one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Okay, so we get ready to deal with the wall. We get ready to deal with the holy city, where the remnant will live. The new kingdom is about to be set up right there on Mount Zion. So the angel that had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you, John, the bride, the Lamb's wife. No, not no Lamb's wife. A highest wife. See, that's the injection right there, people. Revelation 21:9. That is a injection. A highest wife. Not the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away to a great and high mountain. Great and high mountain. He carried John away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. That same mountain that Enoch went to when he got transferred out of the earth. The same mountain that Enoch went to. You need the book of Enoch to understand what I'm saying. No, Enoch just went up there to talk to the God of Israel, and he came back down. But see, you don't have that information, because they took the book of Enoch and the Hebrew records that talks about Enoch and what happened and all of that. I have the book. I know where to get the book. So it tells you when Enoch was transfigured, what he saw. Where did he go? What did the God of Israel tell him? So this same mountain that Enoch was took to, John the prophet was took to. A great and high mountain where the God of Israel lived. A great and high mountain. And showed me the great city. See, that's where the holy city is. It's on a great and high mountain. He showed it to John. And I have saw the mountain. I've been to the mountain, okay? I've been to the mountain. I have saw the holy city. Yes, I saw. The God of Israel showed it to me. Some of it. I just seen the entrance of it. The entrance. I didn't actually go inside. I saw the entrance. Why did he show me that? Like he showed John his prophet. Why? Because I'm his prophet. That's why he showed it to me. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city. I thought it was. It's real. The holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from the God of Israel. Coming down out of heaven from that great and high mountain. Descending to sit on Mount Zion in Jerusalem in Africa, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto. Could you come and turn on the AC, bro? I'm not. Verse 11, I'm reading Revelation 21. Having my people, the glory of the God of Israel, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious. Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. It had a wall great and high. It had 12 gates, and the 12 gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereon. And the names written thereon each gate. It's 12 gates, and all the gates had a name written on them. With angels at each gate. And the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now let me take you back to Revelation 7. Just to read a few of those names that will be given to the kingdom, the holy Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 7. And at verse 4, I'm going to take it down to verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. I'm reading Revelation 7. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. These are the children of Israel, the remnant that will live in the holy city, the new Jerusalem. The new rising kingdom of the Hebrew nation, the empire of the Hebrew kingdom. 12,000 out of each tribe. So little number of people that's going to make it to this new kingdom. Yeah, and you got let me go back to this because I want to clear this up too. I told you, I got a lot of things I got to show you and say to you. After Revelation 7, when the God of Israel tell the angel to seal 12,000 of each tribe of the children of Israel, you go to Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, a large crowd of people. And see, this is where the Christian church and all your satanic leaders, the Christian church, they start teaching a large crowd of people is Gentiles. They use Revelation chapter 7 after the God of Israel unsealed 144,000 for the new kingdom, the holy city, the new Jerusalem. They use verse 9 where it said, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, they said, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. You will not be living in the kingdom. You're going to be in the outer court, not inside of the holy city, because each gate have 12 names on each gate. It's 12 gates with 12 names of the children of Israel. So no, you will not be in the new kingdom with us. You will be on the outer court serving the God of Israel in his feet somewhere else. Like we have served you Gentiles for many, 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 many generations through slavery. It's time for y'all to be slaves now. Let me say it again for you Gentiles. It's time for y'all to be slaves now to the children of Israel. This is scripture in the Bible. And if anybody wants me to give you the scripture, please give me a call, 313-552-9002. I will give you all the scriptures about the Gentiles being the children of Israel, servants in the new kingdom. Let me go back to Revelation 20. Okay. And the name of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel is on the day. On the east, three gates. On the east, you have three gates. East is where the sun rises from every morning. East is where the God of Israel lives. East, the rising from the sun. He live in the east, people. He ain't on this side of the world. His habitation is in Zion. His habitation is Jerusalem. His habitation is the dwelling place of Jerusalem. He not over here. See how stupidity, foolish things you have been taught. The God of Israel lived in Jerusalem. That's his dwelling place. That's why the children of Israel had to go to Jerusalem. When they were, the 10 tribes was living in northern Israel, the 10 tribes, they was living in North Israel, Samaria, until they got kicked out. They had to go to the city of David, or wherever the tribes was living in Jerusalem. They had to go to the city of David to worship the God of Israel. They had to travel. They had to travel. Don't you remember? I ain't going to go into that. That's too off the top. They had to travel to go worship the God of Israel in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, every time they had holy days and feasts, the people had to all go to Jerusalem to worship the God of Israel. Because that's where he lived. On the east three gate and on the north three gate, on the south three gates, and on the west three gates. So let's deal with these three gates right now. I have a lot of scriptures that I got to read. So I got to get on here. Okay, let's read. And if I have to, I'll make a part four. But I want to finish this. Excuse me, bro. What you cooking in there? Did I have some water to take in my breath? Excuse me, people. He's burning up some of them. Okay, people, I'm back. I lost my connection, but I am back right now. I am back. I'm back right now on the air live. Okay. Okay, so let's show you the three gates. In the east, in the west, in the north. Numbers chapter 2. Numbers chapter 2. Numbers chapter 2. Okay, this is where Moses, the prophet of the God of Israel, was given the tribe. See, Israel always been a tribal people. So it's like a tribal arrangement in the camp when they was in the wilderness, okay? So this particular passage is going to precept all the way back to Revelation 21 when the holy city comes down. And the children of Israel, the remnant, the 12 tribes of Israel, the remnant, going to be living in the holy city. It's going to show you who's going to live in what gate, okay? Who's going to live in the east gate? Who's going to live in the west gate? Who's going to live in the north and south gate? Okay, the God of Israel is a great God, and he's a God of wisdom and a God of great knowledge and a God of understanding. So, and the highest spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel, this is chapter 2, verse 2. Every man of the children of Israel, okay? I'm telling you, the Bible is never really dealing with Gentiles. The Gentiles only got a few little passages in the New Testament and some few passages in the Old Testament where the God of Israel is talking about them, saying something about them. But mostly of the Bible is all about the children of Israel and their God. Verse 2, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. For off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. So the congregation, the tabernacle was in the midst of the wilderness. It was in the midst of that of the wilderness. Okay? And on the east side, verse 3 of Numbers 2, dealing with the east gate in Revelation 12, the east side. And on the east side towards the rising of the sun, okay, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout the army. Okay? And Nasha, the son of Abinadab, shall be the captain of the children of Judah. And his host and those that were numbered of them was 64,600. And those that do pitch next unto him, hurry up, bro. You're killing me with the smoke. Are you finished cooking? Oh, God. Excuse the people. So Judah will live in the east gate of the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down. And that's why it says over there in Revelation 21, you had three gates on the east, you had three on the south, you had three on the west and the north. Because not only Judah will be living in the east gate, but he will have two more tribes of the children of Israel living right next to him in the same area of the east. So it's saying Judah is going to be at the rising of the sun, the east gate. And then it says, verse 5, and those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nether, the son of Zerah, shall be the captain of the children of Issachar and his host. And those that were numbered there was 54,400. So it was Judah, Issachar, then the tribe of Zebulun, it said in verse 7 of Numbers 2. And Elah, the son of Helon, shall be the captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host, and those that were numbered there was 57,400. All that was numbered in the camp of Judah was 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their army. These shall first set forth the rank. So it was Judah, Issachar. Judah is the Negroes all over the world that got off the slave ship in the 15th century and was took to Belize, was took to Ecuador, was took all over America, took all over everywhere, Brazil, everywhere. Okay? Judah. Who is Issachar? Issachar is the Mexicans, the Mayans and the Aztecs, the Indians, the dark people that live in Mexico. That's Issachar, Hebrews, okay? And the next tribe that was going to count in the East Gate is Zebulun. Zebulun is the Panamanians that live in Panama, the indigenous, the dark people, the Indian people, the Hebrews, Israel. So you had the three gates Revelation 21 speak about, where the three tribes was going to live, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. They lived in the east gate towards the rising of the sun. And right here in Numbers chapter 2, they were set forth first in the rank. Anytime the children of Israel went out for war, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun was on the front lines of the war. They was in the very front of the children of Israel. That's why Revelation 12:21 names them first, the East Gate, because they were set forth first in rank. Set forth first, and the God of Israel is the God of order. So that's why you got the East Gate with Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Now let's go to the next gate. Let's go to the next gate. So you understand those three will be living in the East Gate, okay? According to Numbers chapter 2, a precept. And on the north three gates, let's see who's going to be living at the north gate now. Go back to Numbers chapter 2. And let's start at the north gate. Let me get the north gate right here, okay? Okay. Let's go to Numbers 2:25. Numbers 2:25 for the north gate. And the standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side of their army. And the captain of the children of Dan shall be Asaiah, the son of Amishadaiah. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 3,000 and 2,700. And those that encamped by him shall be the tribe of Asher. So I'm reading to you the north gate. And the standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north, okay? And right to Dan will be Asher. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagah, the son of Okorai. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali and the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahara, the son of Eliab, and his host. So you get the message, what I'm trying to show you people. So you had Dan, and Dan was took down. Levi took Dan's place, okay? Dan would not be in the new kingdom. He lost his authority to be with the children of Israel. So Levi took Dan's place. And that's why when you read Revelation 7, you don't see Dan's name nowhere when the God of Israel told the angels to seal the servants of God in their forehead, the 144,000. Dan's name is not mentioned. Why? Because Levi took his place. So on the north, you have Dan right here in the Old Testament when they was living in a camp. And you have Asher and you have Naphtali living in the north gate. And that's why Revelation say it's three. It's three gates on the north because it's three tribes that's going to live on the north gate right next to each other. And all their names will be written on the gate, okay? So you got Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun for the east gate. Then the north gate, you have not Dan, because Dan lost his dominion. You're going to have Levi. This is what I'm thinking now. Levi, and you're going to have Gad, and you, I mean, it's not Gad, I'm sorry. You're going to have Levi, Asher, and Naphtali living in the north gate. So let's get the let's get the west gate. Let's go back to Revelation 21:13. On the east three gates, on the north three gates, and on the south three gates. Let's get the south now. Let's get the south. And it says here, Numbers chapter 2, verse 10. Let me see here. Okay, hold on. Okay, the soft gate, it says. So you have, I know I'm going to have to make a part for you. So you have the north gate, Levi, Asher, and Naphtali. Okay, so they make the fourth. They make the killing you with the smoke. So on the south this day, let's go back to Numbers chapter 2. So Judah is the first rank. Okay, on verse 10 of Numbers 2. On the south side should be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shaddai, and his host, and those that were numbered there were 46,500. And those which pitched with him shall be of the tribe of Simeon. So you have Reuben and Simeon on the south gate, where the Revelation 21 says three gates on the south. I'm sure you're going to live in those three gates on the south. Okay? It would be Reuben, Jacob's oldest son, children of Israel. It's the Reuben. It would be Simeon. Simeon is the Dominicans right there next to Haiti. The indigenous, the dark people, the Indians. And then next to Simeon would be Gad, the North American Indian over there in America. So you have three tribes that's going to be living on the south gate. You have three on the north gate, and you have three on the east gate. Now let's see about the west gate. That's the last gate, okay? Let's see the west gate. Numbers chapter 2, verse 18. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their army. So Ephraim is the last tribe that would be in the holy city on the west side. Okay, you got Ephraim, which is the Puerto Rican, the dark Puerto Rican. I'm not talking about the white folks from Spanish. They're going to be in the west gate of the holy city, the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, the rising empire. And then next to them, you will have Benjamin. So that's Numbers 2:18. Go down to Numbers 2:22. Then the tribe of Benjamin will be right next to, you can sit here, bro. Sit here. So you have Benjamin right next to Ephraim. Benjamin is a Jamaican. And then you have Ephraim, Benjamin. On the west side shall the standard of the count of Ephraim according to their inheritance. I'll read it, Numbers 2:18. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 4,500. Verse 20 of Numbers 2. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. So you have Ephraim, the Puerto Rican, and you have Manasseh, the Cubans. They will live on the west side of the holy city of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. So you have Puerto Rican, Ephraim, Cuban, Manasseh, and you have Benjamin all the way from 18 to 22. All the way from 18, and these are third in rank. They're third in rank. You have Judah first, and you have Reuben, Gad, and Simeon second. That's this rank. I'm just showing you're going to live in the gate. So you have all the 12 tribes of Israel living in the city. And now people know exactly who's going to live in what gate, what tribe will live in each gate. That's why the God of Israel separated them into three. So you didn't know that. You know now. So our next Bible verse, and you can continue to read this where it say Revelation 2. 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, 12 foundations, 12 tribes of Israel. And in them the names of the 12 disciples of Yeshua. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates there, and the wall there, and the city lie fourscore in length, and as large as the breadth, and the measure of the city would reach 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. So the city lies four square, and the length as large as the breadth. Okay, it's like 12,000 stadiums. 12,000 stadiums made this one holy city. You know how big one stadium is? I'm talking about 12,000 stadiums. You want to know how big the new kingdom was? 12,000 stadiums. My God. You can't even walk. You cannot walk that. Huge. Beyond huge. And the length of the breadth and the height of it is equal. Verse 17, and he measured the wall there 144 cubits according to the measure of a man. This is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was of jasper. Judah will live in the first foundation, the east gate. It's of Jasher. The second, which will be Reuben, Simeon, and Gad, is of sapphire. So where they would be living and residing would be sapphire. Where Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun will be living, will be a jasher. And the third, sardonyx. And the fourth, emerald. And the fifth, sardius. And the sixth. So you got all these gates with all these beautiful jewels. And the 12th gate, verse 21, were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of that pearl. And I'm going to stop right there because I just wanted to show you the holy city. I wanted to show you the new rising kingdom. I wanted to show you the Hebrew nation. I wanted to show you the Hebrew kingdom and who would live there and the order of their living arrangement. That's what I wanted to show you, who was going to live in each gate of the new kingdom. Won't be no Gentiles living, okay? Let's go to our next Bible verse. So if you want to study that Father, our precept, Revelation 21, concerning the gates of the holy city or the new kingdom, then you can read Numbers 2, 1 through 32, to precept that back to what I was just teaching. Now let's go to Isaiah 35, 1 through 6 to talk more about the remnant. The remnant, the people that will be living in the kingdom. The remnant, what kind of people these going to be that's living in the new rising kingdom, the Hebrew kingdom of the 12 tribes of Israel. So let's go to Isaiah 35 for a precept. Isaiah 35. Let me see how much time I have. People. I have a little bit of time. Isaiah 35. If y'all can give me like 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. I'll come back. So Judah will always be on the front line. But the God of Israel is a God of war. And his people always fought for dominion, the power. And we're going to fight again. The remnant are going to fight. We're going to take down the Gentiles, the ten horns. We're going to take down the Gentile powers in this earth, the remnant. And we're going to be ranked just like we was ranked in ancient times when we was in the wilderness. Judah first. Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, first rank. Reuben, Simeon, and Gad, second rank. Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin, third rank. Levi, Asher, and Naphtali, fourth rank. Say Dan, but Dan is not there now. So we're going to always fight. We fought for dominion in the past. That's why we had the greatest kingdom on earth. We had the most powerful, the most greatest, the most wealthiest and richest kingdom that you ever want to see in your life. The little money that these Gentiles got, they can sit down with that little money, them billions of dollars they got. Abraham had trillions of dollars. Jacob had trillions. They'll run, not dollars, gold and silver. Run circle around what Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Joe Bolzer they've got. Run circles around it, man. Put about a thousand million circles at one time around they little billion dollars they got. Our ancestors were wealthy beyond what wealth can even explain to you. We fought for dominion. We fought for our wealth. We took down many empires. We took down many nations. We took down many people. We took down many kings and queens. Many for our dominion. For our rulership as the Hebrew nation, as the Hebrew people. And our God was right with us, a higher fight, right that fight us, leading us, guiding us, directing us which way to go and how to take these uncircumcised nations down, the Philistines and the Canaanites and the Horites and all of them, Amorites, uncircumcised Gentile nations. Almighty, Cushite, Ethiopian, and all the rest of them. So Israel always been a strong people. Israel always been a mighty people. But because we went against our God, and we went against his law, and we went against what he told us to do, we lost our kingdom. We lost our empire. We lost our wealth. We lost our power and dominion to rule in this earth because the earth was created for the children of Israel. That's why the first man and woman that was created, they was Hebrews. Wasn't no Gentiles. They was Hebrews, Adam and Eve. They was the first creation. They was Hebrews. They wasn't Gentiles. Black people from Africa. They got created in Africa. So this what the God of Israel made for us was never set up for Gentiles. It was never set up for Esau. So we will rule again, Mike. We will rule again in our kingdom, in the new Jerusalem, the holy Jerusalem, the holy city. Same place that we ruled in ancient times, we're going to rule again in modern times. So the God of Israel ain't looking for those weak people right now. He ain't looking for those coward men and coward women. Because you better talk to love everybody, treat everybody right, and be good to everybody. Because God is good. He's not as good as you think he is, people. He's not as good as you think he is, as good as you've been taught that he is. He's a God of war. He killed people for dominion, for power, for rulership. Nobody's going to take his dominion. So he got to fight these Gentiles, these satanic people, all kind of people trying to hide him from the people, hide him in the world, set up all kind of gods and act like he don't exist. He's going to take his people down that hard. That's over with you. The God of Israel will rule in this last event. Him in the remnant. And I'm going to show you the remnant right now. They will be living in those gates. They will be living in those gates that I just was naming to you. We will fight for dominion, because you're going to have Gentiles trying to come. We're going to fight people. That's why right now I don't want to be around weak-minded people. I don't want to be around cowards. I don't want to be around nobody. If your mind is so weak that you got to keep being a little weak sheep, led it to the slaughter, well, go ahead, but not Elisha. Because ain't nobody going to lead me to the slaughter. I'm going to lead them first. Give me 5 minutes, and I'll get back with y'all. Let me take a break. Okay, I have, but I don't have nothing, no spoon or nothing. I don't have no fork or nothing. Give me 5 minutes, people. I just want to take a little lunch break. Barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce. Then I come back. Okay? Give me 5 minutes. Let me just refresh myself. Take a little bit of break. Y'all people been taught wrong. That's the problem. You've been taught wrong, and you've been taught lies. You believe all the lies. You believe them. You believe you're supposed to be weak. You believe you're supposed to be quiet. You believe you're supposed to be gullible. You believe you're supposed to treat everybody right and good. No, you're only supposed to treat your brother right. Who is your brother? The children of Israel is your brother. Hebrews. That's what the law say. Treat your brother right. It said treat everybody right. Your neighbor is Israel. That's your neighbor. That's your brother. That's your sister. You've been taught to be so weak, man. I ain't never saw so many weak men in my life. I never saw so many weak men in my life. And that's why the scriptures say a woman will compass a man in strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and everything. We will compass you men. Because y'all too cowardly and scared, and you don't want to do nothing. You don't want to know nothing. You don't want to learn nothing. You just want to keep doing that same old stuff that you've been doing all your life. Nothing. Say some woman needs to follow you and accept you and be with you and around you for what? You ain't going to lead the woman nowhere but to the slaughter so the 10 horns can take them down in the new world order. That's where you're going to lead them. To the slaughter. happened to Sodom? He was weak. He was weak, man. He gave it to all the gods of the wives he had. He was weak. He gave it to the women. And he left the God of Israel. He was weak. He wasn't as strong as his daddy, David. He was weak. And his sons and sons and sons, they all was weak. And they led the children of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, and the Hebrew empire into captivity because of their weakness and love for other gods and idolatry and all that stuff. No, I hate Satan. I hate his God. I hate his system. I hate his food. I hate his water. I hate his clothes. I hate everything he got here. Hate it. That's why the God of Israel blessed me. How high is his name? He blessed me so much, people, that right now I have 17 acres of land with five rivers in the back of it. Let me tell y'all about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrew Empire. We are a fallen empire, but we're about to get back up. We're about to rise. We're going to rise from the east. We're going to rise. I'm going to go through the scriptures with you to show you where we're going to rise from. That's how much the God of Israel showed me that he, you know, he's looking at what I'm doing. I'm trying to lead the Hebrew nation into truth and to understanding who he is and who they are. Yes, he gave me 17 acres of land with five rivers in the back and a waterfall across the street. Where you could just dive into it's a beautiful waterfall right there surrounded by all kind of fruit trees. And you could just jump the water like a little lake, I call it. You could just dive in there. It's so beautiful. It's so clear, the water. You could drink it. And you got the running water from the mountain, the waterfall right there. This is what the God of Israel gave. When I decided that I wanted to serve him, when I decided that I wanted to do what he wanted me to do, when I decided in this, I'm back, people. I lost my connection. Let's go to Isaiah 35, 1 through 6. The finished teaching about the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, empire, audio number 3. Isaiah 35. Let's talk about the remnant now, the 10% that will live in that kingdom. Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35, verse 1 through 6. The path of holiness is this title. The path of holiness. The wilderness and the solitary place, Isaiah 35, verse 1, shall be glad for them. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The wilderness is the solitary place that the remnant will run and flee. Remember I read Revelation chapter 12, audio number 1, how the God of Israel gave the woman wings as an eagle. As an eagle, like angel, he gave her wings to fly. The woman represents the children of Israel. She had the 12 stars on her head. He gave her wings as an eagle to fly into a place or a time. And that time was 3.5 years from the red dragon and the 10 horns. and the false prophet, Hope. So that wilderness, that place is a solitary place that been preserved, that was preserved for Israel when they left Egypt. That same place, solitary place. It's just that when the children of Israel got there, they polluted the place. They defiled the place. Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments. They was down there setting up a calf to go back to Egypt. Baal, Jehovah. Modern day name. Okay? That same place that the God of Israel led the children of Israel out of Egypt. That's a solitary place. That was the place that he was going to protect them, keep them, love them, show them who he is, and, you know, just make them a beautiful, beautiful nation and a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. See, he put them in the wilderness because he wanted to test them out. Well, he got them to Canaan. You want to test them out, what they all about with him. So that solitary place is right here, Isaiah 35. The woman in Revelation 12 with the 12 stars on her head will get the wings as an eagle to run there from the face of the serpent, which is the red dragon, the Bible says in Revelation. And she will be preserved there for 3.5 years. That same wilderness, the remnant is going back to that same exact place where the holy mountain is. The mountain was smoking and the God of Israel was talking to the children of Israel when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments. That same place is the solitary place. So it says here in Isaiah 35, verse 1, and the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. Who is them? The same ones that I just read to you, Revelation 21, the same people that's going to live in all 12 gates, Judah all three, Judah, Issachar, the same people. These are the remnant. The wilderness is going to be glad that they made it back to Africa. Because Egypt is in Africa. And when we left Egypt, we walked until we found that solitary place, which is Africa, Zion. So the wilderness is going to be glad for the remnant that we made it back to our home, that we made it back to our land, that we made it back to our God, the God of Israel, Ahaya. Look, people, trying to help y'all now. He has a prophetic knowledge and wisdom and a word of knowledge. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly. See, it was like it would be glad, and the desert shall rejoice, the desert. The wilderness is the desert. That's where we was at the time. It's going to be happy that the children of Israel made it back there. We've been gone for over 8,000 some years or longer than that. It's going to be happy that we made it back home, the desert. The desert going to rejoice in the blossom as the rose. So the desert going to start growing fruits and flowers and all kinds of stuff going to just start growing and popping up for the remnant. It's going to blossom as the rose, the desert. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with the joy in singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the ecstasy of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Ahiah. The children of Israel, the remnant, we will see the glory of Ahiah, people, the real God. We will see the glory of Ahiah and the ecstasy of our God. Verse 3, 35 of Isaiah. Strip ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Verse 4, our God, the God of Israel, will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you, Israel. He will come and save us, remnant. He's going to come with vengeance for the new world order to take the 10 horns down, to take the Gentile powers down, all the Gentile powers. They're going down. He's going to come with vengeance to fight for the children of Israel that's going to live in the holy city, the new kingdom. And it says right here, verse 5 of Isaiah 35, verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for the wilderness shall water break out in streams in the desert. We will have so much of everything in the solitary place, in the wilderness. The children of Israel had so much of everything, our ancient ancestors. But because they went against the God of Israel, because they didn't accept what the God of Israel wanted them to do, which is the law, he never led them. He never showed them to the place where all the water was. And he never took them to the desert where everything was blossoming and everything was growing and everything was beautiful and everything was natural. He never showed them that. That's why he walked in circles. They kept going around one circle for 40 years because the God of Israel wouldn't open it up to them to show them none because they was wicked and evil, just like you people, wicked and evil. And that's why you can't hear the God of Israel. And that's why you don't know him. Because you're wicked and evil. You want to accept what he say in his Torah, in the word of God. You want to accept it. You want to go to the New Testament and jump over the law and all that, what the God of Israel said. You want to jump over what he said and go straight to the New Testament. No, it don't work like that, people. It don't work like that. So the God of Israel never opened it up for the children of Israel. But the remnant, the holy people, the holy seed, the Bible caller, the 10%, they will find all of the treasures that our ancestors did not get in the solitary place, in the wilderness. This is what he's telling me to tell you, remnant. He's going to show it to you. You ain't going to want no water. You ain't going to be thirsty. You're not going to be hungry. We're going to rejoice. He's going to heal the blind man, the remnant. He's going to heal the lame man with arthritis and one leg and all that. We're going to leap for joy. Because he's going to give us everything that he wanted to give our ancestors. But they didn't want it. They did not want it. They wanted everything outside of the God of Israel. They didn't want it. They rejected it. They rejected him. And they kept walking around the same mouth for 40 years and was thirsty and hungry and all kind of stuff. He killed all the grown people. He just left the children. Millions he killed. Millions and millions of people. But not the remnant. We will walk into the joy and the blessings and the solidarity. Let's go to the next verse. Let's read Isaiah 40, verse 3 now. We have a lot of scriptures in Isaiah. Isaiah 40, verse 3. Talking about the remnant. Who's going to live in the rising kingdom to rule with our God out of Jerusalem. Isaiah 40, verse 3. Let's start at verse 1. Comfort ye my people, Israel, my people. Said your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of a highest hand double for all her sins. For the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare you the way of a higher. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This was John the Baptist making a way for the children of Israel at the time when Yeshua, the Son of God, was born. But they rejected John the Baptist. They rejected John the Baptist. They rejected the Son of God, Yeshua. They rejected the 12 disciples. They rejected everybody, just like you people reject everything today that the God of Israel try to give you and show you and bring to you. You reject it. So he was preparing John the Baptist way back then. He was preparing the highway to the solitary place so the children of Israel could be preserved from the Roman Empire. Because back then, when the Son of God was born, the Romans was in control of Jerusalem, Herod, and all the rest of them, Gentiles. So John the Baptist came to prepare the way. You notice that he used to live in the wilderness. What wilderness you think John the Baptist was living in? The solitary place. The same wilderness that the children of Israel was when they left Egypt. That's the wilderness that John the Baptist was. Come on, God of Israel. Thank you. Talk to me, Holy Spirit. Thank you. This is the same wilderness where John the Baptist lived until it was time for him to be presented in Jerusalem. And he had locusts and he wore camel hair. Okay? He was preserved there. Preserved in that same solitary place that the woman with the 12 stars got to run for the New World Order won't take the remnant down. That same place John the Baptist was until the time that he needed to show himself. In Jerusalem, Mount Zion, over there, a holy mountain, a mountain where the rising kingdom will stand, the Hebrew king. So they rejected John the Baptist, all the children of Israel. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They made fun of him. They rejected the Son of God. They laughed at him. They crucified him. We don't want him. Kill all the disciples after they got rid of the Son of God. They killed all the disciples. All of them. Who was they? The 10 horns. The popes. The false prophets. The popes. They killed the Son of God, the Roman Empire, and all the disciples. Yes. Yes. You remember when the Son of God used to go pray in a solitary place, the Bible said in the New Testament, where he was to himself? That was the solitary place. That's the same place where the children of Israel will run back to the remnant, to the time of the end. When he did the transfiguration and all that. That's the same place. Okay. Let's read now. Isaiah 41, 18 and 19. Look what the God of Israel is saying. What he's going to do for the remnant, the 10%. And I will open rivers. My God. Ooh. Y'all people know y'all serving for God. Woo, y'all, sir. You know what? It made me think about all the five rivers in the back of my house. I will open rivers, he said, in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness, verse 19 of Isaiah 41. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittim tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together that you may see Israel. I'm going to do all of this for my river. Yes, people. I lost my connection, but I'm back. I lost my connection, but I'm back. I'm fighting. Fighting to teach what I got to teach to you. Well, I need you to plug the stitcher cord up, please. Came loose or something. So look, people, what I was saying to you, like I was saying to you, people, plug the stitcher cord up, please. Like I was saying to you before I got disconnected, okay? You understand the Bible, people. You don't have no prophetic knowledge and wisdom and understanding. The Bible is a prophetic book. The God of Israel is a prophetic God. So let's read Isaiah 41, 18 and 19. Did I finish that? Yes. Next verse. Isaiah 43, verse 20. I need you to plug up the stitcher cord. Isaiah 43, excuse me, people. Isaiah 43, verse 20. Let's read verse 19, Isaiah 43, 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye shall not know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Do you see what the God of Israel is going to do for the truth? Let me read verse 15, Isaiah 43, 15. I am a higher, no, it's inside. I am the higher, your Holy One. Your Holy One, Israel. I am a higher, your Holy One. The Creator is saying of Israel. Let me read that again for you Gentiles and Christians and all y'all Buddha speaking people. Thank you. That God love the world and love everybody. Isaiah 43, 15. Let's read 14 verse. I don't have to make a fire. Thus said a higher your redeemer. Who is he going to redeem? The remnant. He never could redeem Israel, our ancestors. Never could. He didn't want it. Y'all still don't want it today. Thus said a higher your redeemer remnant. The Holy One of Israel. You want to know who he is? He's the Holy One of Israel. That's who he is. Of Israel, not Gentiles. The Holy One of Israel. Get it in your mind. Get it in your brain. He's the Holy One of Israel. Deep and powerful. He's the most powerful people on the face of the earth. Because they got the most powerful God in the earth. Yes, he's the Holy One of Israel. Yes. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles. For your sake, remnant, I'm going to take the 10 horns down of Babylon. I'm going to take the 10. He took ancient Babylon down. King Nimrod, he took them down. The God of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, took Nimrod down, ancient Babylon. Modern day Babylon, America, and York, and all the rest of them 10 horns that's connected, trying to destroy the children of Israel and keep them away from their God. He said, I'm going to go and take down all your nobles. Woo! I'm going to do this for the Holy One. I'm going to do this for my redeemed. I'm the Holy One. I'm your redeemer. And I'm going to fight for you. Now, y'all won't be able to kill the 10% in the New World Order. Because the God of Israel say, He's going to take down all your nobles. Babylon. That's what it's saying. That's what I'm reading. He did it in ancient times. He's going to do it again. Look what he said. I will bring up Isaiah 43:14. And I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans who cry as in the ships. Yeah. All them Arabs and Arabs and Chaldeans, they the one got all the merchant ships going across the water, ships of Tarshish and all that. Yeah, you crying right now. You crying because you ain't got no merchandise up in Europe, in America. Mm-mm. You crying right now. I am a higher, your Holy One, the creator of Israel. You want to know who created Israel? You want to know who created the Hebrew kingdom. You want to know who created the Hebrew nation. You want to know who created the Hebrew people. I, a higher, am the creator of Israel. They say nothing about no Gentiles, people. Forget about it, Gentiles. Forget about it. You played your role. He said, I'm the Holy One of Israel, the creator of Israel. You're a king. Look what he's saying now. Isaiah 41:15. I am a higher, your Holy One, the creator of Israel. You're a king. I told y'all that. He's the first king. The Son of God is the second one. You're a king. Thus said Ahiah, which make it a way in the sea and a path in the many waters. You're going to make a way for us to walk back. The remnant. You're going to make a path just like you made a path for the 10 tribes when they left Assyria and came and found the new world on a boat. It said it took them a whole year and a half to find the new world on a boat. The Bible said Ahiah still made the water be still. He gave them a straight path so they could find the new world. And the 10 tribes, they live all over there in the Caribbean, Mexico, South and Central America, Guatemala, all over there, Honduras, the El Salvador, Nicaragua, all of those are Hebrews. And they're gonna go back the same way that they came. Find this new world. They're gonna go back the same way. He's gonna make a path for the remnant. He's gonna make a path in the sea. He said here, I will make a way in the sea and a path in the many waters, mighty waters, which bring forth the chariots and horses and armies and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as a toad. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now Israel, it's going to spring forth. The God of Israel get ready to do a new thing in the earth. That's why the economy is collapsing. That's why the economy is collapsing. Ain't no food. Ain't no water. Everything going down. Everything going out. Why? Because I, the God of Israel, the creator of Israel, is doing a new thing now in the earth. I'm in control now. You Gentiles can get out of the way. Your dominion is over. Your rulership is over. It's time for my kingdom to rise in this earth. Let's go to the next Bible verse. Look what he said here. Behold, I will do a new thing in spring forth. Shall you know it? And the rivers and the beasts of the field is saying. Look what it says. And the beasts of the field shall honor me. I'm reading Isaiah 43:20. Because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. The beast of the field shall honor the God of Israel. The dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts to give drink to my people, my chosen, the solitary place where the woman with the 12 stars ran from the face of the serpent. He's going to give to my people, he said, my chosen. My chosen is the remnant. Many are called field chosen. That chosen is the 10%. That's the chosen today. Not the whole world. Y'all people. Y'all people too wicked and evil. Y'all people don't care nothing about the truth. You don't care nothing about you. Nothing. You're just the same old dead person that you was 20 years ago. My people, my chosen people. Verse 21, this people have I formed. Isaiah 43:21. This people, talking about the remnant, the chosen, the ones that will live in those pearly gates, the 12 gates of the holy city. This people have I formed for myself, he said. I have formed the remnant, the chosen, the 10% for myself. That's why you got to disconnect yourself from everything in this world to show the God of Israel. Because he formed you for himself, not for nobody else but himself, remnant. I have formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, the children of Israel. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. My God. Do I need to read any more of my? Do I need to read any more about the God of Israel and the children? You haven't been weary. I have chastised you. I sent the COVID-19. I sent sickness and disease, plague, poverty, thirst, lack of money, lack of food, lack of everything. I have chastised you, Israel, but you still not weary of me. You still won't talk to me. You won't pray. You won't repent. You won't say nothing to me. You still want to feel like you're in control and that your life is okay and I'll figure my life out and I'll fix my life and I'll make it work and I'll make it happen. If I have to go to school and get 3 degrees, you won't make it happen. Because I am doing a new thing in the earth. Old things have passed away. Ain't no more education. Nothing will help Israel but me, the God. Let me see how much time I got. Thank you, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, God. I give you the glory, honor, and praise. They about to cut me off in a minute, people. Let's go to the next Bible verse. Isaiah 51:3. Let's say 51:1. Confident words for the remnant, Jerusalem. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. Whatever the law say to do, that's righteousness. Okay? Hearken unto me, ye that follow after the law. Ye that seek a higher. Seek a higher. Look for the truth. Look for the wisdom. Look for the understanding. Look for the knowledge. Search it out. Search the God of Israel out. Who is he? Who is the God of Israel people? Who is these people the Bible talk about, the 12 tribes? Who is these people? Where they come from? Where is Zion at? Where is Jerusalem at? Search it out. Seek me. Seek to know me. Seek to understand me. Israel. Because I am your creator. He said, the God of Israel, the creator of Israel. It say nothing about the creator of the Gentile. It's okay. He created y'all too. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after the law of righteousness, ye that speak a higher. Look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and for the hole of the pit which you are dead. Look unto Abraham and say, Isaiah 51:2. Look unto Abraham, your father, Hebrews. Did y'all know Abraham was a Hebrew? Oh. Let me see if I can get that real quick. Let me see if I can get that real quick here. Just to show you. Just to show you. If I have, I will get that scripture for you, okay? But it's in the book of Genesis where it said Abraham, the Hebrew. Let me keep reading. He said, look unto Abraham, your father. Look unto Abraham, the prophet, your father. And say unto Sarah, that bear you. Talking about Israel, Sarah, who, how did Sarah bear us? How did Abraham, Isaac, through Isaac, came the righteous blood, through Isaac, that bear you? For I called him alone, Abraham, and blessed him, and increased it. For a higher shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. And he will make her wilderness like Eden. Oh, my God. Woo! Watch out, Remy. You got a beautiful place to go back to. He said, look unto Abraham, your father. What did Abraham do? How did Abraham live? Look unto him. What did Abraham do to get my attention that I loved him so much that I called him my friend? Look unto him, your father, Hebrews. Look unto your mother, Sarah, that bare you. What kind of woman was Sarah? Beautiful woman. Not a woman walking around with harlot clothes on, shorts up her butt, skirt up her butt, looking butt naked, wearing all these Gentile, ugly, nasty, satanic clothes. Look unto Sarah. She didn't wear no makeup. Naturally, just a beautiful, wonderful Hebrew. Yeah. Look unto her. What kind of woman was she? Beautiful. So beautiful that when she went to Egypt, Pharaoh woman, when she was over there in Canaan, M. Amalek kidnapped Sarah and try to take Sarah for his wife. That's how beautiful she was at 70 and 80 years old. Beautiful. She was so beautiful. Abraham was scared to let people know that that was his wife because they might kill her. Look unto her. Y'all women not beautiful. Got all that old nasty, ugly weave in your hair. All that old nasty, nasty, filthy, perms and chemicals you sticking up in your hair, frying your brain and your sense out your head. All that old nasty food. Abraham had his own food. He didn't go to the market. Look unto Abraham, your father. He had his own wells. He had plenty of water. Sit down. Because y'all ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing, okay? Your leader's not doing nothing. Look what it say. They're going to cut me off in a minute. For I called him alone and I blessed him and increased it. For higher shall cover Zion, and he will cover all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden. So when we, the remnant, get back to Zion, Palestine, Jerusalem, Africa, he's going to make the solitary place where the woman with the 12 stars ran from the face of the serpent, the red dragon, Satan himself. He will make that solitary place like the Garden of Eden. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Do y'all realize what you are about to miss? 90% of the people of Israel. 90% of Israel will be destroyed and will go to hell with Satan. 90%. 12,000 of Judah, small number. 12,000 of Manasseh. 12,000 of Naphtali. 12,000 of Zebulun. Such a small number. That's the 10%. Gonna live in the kingdom. Only 12,000 of y'all people are selling your soul for a loaf of nasty bread out of the market, for a bottle of nasty water that's making you faster. You're selling your soul to the red dragon and the 10 horns. And the false prophet, oh, he's selling himself. He said he's going to make our wilderness like Eden. So we're going to live in paradise again. Just like Adam and Eve, our mother and father, lost their dominion in paradise. He's going to make the wilderness like Eden. My God, so very beautiful and wonderful. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, is going to come down. After he protects us from the 10 horns and take vengeance out on all their nobles and their kings and their queens and their presidents and governors and all these people, we're going to be in a wilderness. And our wilderness will fight the end. My God. Ooh. In her desert like the garden of a Ahia. Her wilderness like Eden. In her desert like the garden of a Ahia. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving in the voice of melody. What will we be doing in the wilderness? We will be singing to the God of Israel, worshiping, dancing, rejoicing. I read to you a script in Isaiah where it said the blind will see, the lame will see. We will be rejoicing. We finally made it back to our God, God of Israel. We finally made it back to Zion, our home, our land. We're going to be so very happy. And the God of Israel is going to give us everything like he wanted to give our ancestors, but they didn't want it. It would be joy there, he said, like Eden, the desert, like a garden. Don't y'all understand that the God of Israel had a garden? He had a garden, and he created a man and a woman to take care of the garden. Don't y'all realize that? The God of Israel had his own food. He always had his own garden before, and that's why he created Adam and Eve to take care of it and the animals. You have to understand how special it is to the God of Israel that you be self-sufficient. Like your father Abraham, he said, look up to your father Abraham. What did he do? What did he have? Where did he go? Look to him. And Sarah, your mother. Y'all don't want no, your woman. Oh, you know what? I hear so many men saying this. Oh, I got to go to work. If I don't work, I ain't going to get no food. I can be stupid. You're a stupid man. You got to go to work to get the food where you can just plant your own, like Abraham, your father. But you're so dumb and stupid. And you love being slaves to man and working for the ten horns. Next scripture. Look what he said. Verse 4. Still read Isaiah 4. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. Listen to me. Hearken unto me, my people Israel, and give ear unto me, Israel, O my nation. That is the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. Listen to my nation. O my nation. Y'all didn't know the God of Israel had a nation. Y'all didn't know the God of the Bible had a nation, have a people. No, because all your religions that you people go up in all the time, they hiding that God from you. And they giving you a false God and a false hope and a false understanding, a false reality. Oh, my nation, you say. Talking about the children. Say no gender. Oh, my nation. It's say it with an S. This nation. You only got one nation. That's Israel. Not no Gentile. Oh, my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, say. My salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and my arm shall they trust. Talking about the isles. The isle shall wait for me. Who is the isle? The ten tribes. All of them live in a new world around islands in the Caribbean. That's where they live, around a lot of water. The 10 tribes. That's why they was able to get on the boat with Africa and come to the New World, because they found water everywhere. That's where the 10 tribes live. My owls will wait for me, meaning my 10 tribes. Samaria, the northern kingdom, will wait for me and the owls. Because I'm going at them too to bring them out. Manasseh, the Cubans, that's one of the isles. Naphtali, another isle. Hawaii. Puerto Rico, Ephraim, another isle. A lot of water. Issachar, another isle. A lot of water in Mexico. My owls will wait for us. Next, let's stay here. Next Bible verse, people. Let's go to Isaiah 64:10. And after that, I have 1, 2, 3 more, 4, maybe 5. They might let me finish. Let me see. Isaiah 64:10. Let's try to finish. I want to finish this. Isaiah 64:10. Talk about the river. They cut me off, people. I can't come back, so I try to make another little segment or something to finish it. Final course. Isaiah 64:10. The holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. What did I tell y'all? Jerusalem, a desolation. The holy cities, all the cities where the 12 tribes used to live, when we was in our own land, Jerusalem. Your holy cities are all wilderness. Nobody's living in Jerusalem. Where them Israelis live, that's fake. That's not Jerusalem, people. Israel is not white. They're not white. My holy cities are a wilderness where Judah, Benjamin, Levi, everybody live. The 10 tribes, Northern Samaria, Israel, it's a wilderness. So much, nothing is there. Nothing is there. And they say, Zion is a wilderness. Didn't I tell you where the children of Israel, our ancestors was, where John the Baptist was Zion, the wilderness? Zion is a wilderness. It's the wilderness. It's where the children of Israel was when they left Egypt. It was where John the Baptist was. So he was revealed and he opened up himself and started his ministry, they say, in Jerusalem. Zion is a wilderness. That's where the Son of God used to go pray. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. Next Bible verse. No one is living in Jerusalem. Y'all think that's Jerusalem where the fake Israelis live. There ain't no Jerusalem. Woo, Father in heaven. Thank you. Isaiah 52:9. Zion will escape. That's the head of Isaiah 52. Zion will escape, talking about the remnant. The people that will live in Zion, the new rising kingdom that will sit on the holy mountain, Zion, the new Jerusalem. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Talking about the remnant. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth shall no more come into be the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. Loose yourself from the red dragon and the ten horns. Shake the dust off of Jerusalem, Zion. Loose yourself. Loose yourself. I ain't gonna loose you. You gotta loose yourself. You got people say, oh, I'm still waiting on God. Loose yourself from the dust. Shake the dust off. Loose yourself from the yoke that's around you. What is the yoke? These systems is that you gotta loose yourself. Or he gonna send the red dragon at you. He gonna let the red dragon take you down. He gonna let the new world order take you down. He gonna let his angels, his heavenly host, his army down. His realm. He's telling you what to do right now. He's telling you what you got to do to be a part of the new kingdom, to be a holy people, a righteous people, to make it back to Zion. How are we going to get there? Walk. And other means also. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You captive woman. You in captivity. You into all religions, all kind of religions of witchcraft, sorcery. Bound up by these no good, terrible men that call themselves men but don't even know the definition of the word. Loose yourself, O captive daughter of Zion, because the God of Israel needs us to loose ourselves, because we will beat many. We will beat many heads into the dust. We are strong women. Loose yourself. Loose yourself from the religion. Loose yourself from the Christian church. Loose yourself from the Jehovah's Witness and all these satanic religions, Muslim. Loose yourself. Loose yourself from the education system. Loose yourself from the power of God. Loose yourself from the Gentile madness. But thus said Ahio, you have sold yourselves for nothing, my God, and you shall be redeemed without money. So what I look like getting TD Jakes $10,000 check for him to pray for me or him to do this or late. What I look like getting Satan when the God of Israel said, you shall be redeemed without money. The God of Israel don't want no money. He don't need no money. He hate money. He may take the satanic money that these people have made, these leaders, the ten horns. You shall be redeemed without money. So what I'm going to do right here, people, but thus said a higher God, my people, I'm going to stop right there. That's Isaiah 52. 9 and 10. Let me go down to 9 and 10. I gotta read that. Break forth into joy and sing together. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 7 of Isaiah 52. How beautiful. Therefore, my people, verse 6, shall know my name. Look what he's saying now. The remnant shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doeth speak, and behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bring forth good tidings and publish peace, that bring good tidings, good and publish salvation, that said unto Zion, thy God, bring it. Our God, bring it. Zion, Israel, it's time for the God of Israel to reign in this earth. They won't be able to hide them no longer. They won't be able to hide the God of Israel no longer. I'm telling you what I can hear now. They won't be able to hide me any longer from my remnant. They're going to know who I am. And I'm going to make sure they know who I am. Because unless they know who I am, they'll never be able to find me where I'm at. So I must reveal to my friends who I am. I got to take down all their gods, all their oppressors. I, the God of Israel, said, so look what he's saying here. Isaiah 50. I think this is the only one we're going to read, people. They're going to cut me off. But what I'm going to do, I can come back maybe the weekend and just do a conclusion. Just do a little, not even stay on real long. Just do a little conclusion. Just to close everything out with this teaching. But I know I'm not going to finish. I got a few more scriptures and a few more things I need to show you. And he said, verse 9. He said, verse 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice with the voice together shall they see. But they shall see eye to eye. When a higher shall bring again Zion. Everybody going to be seeing now who the God of Israel is and who his chosen people is that will live in the new rising kingdom of the Hebrews. They will see eye to eye when the highest shall break forth Zion. Verse 9, break forth into joy, see together the waste places of Jerusalem, for higher have comfort. He have redeemed Jerusalem. Ahiah have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations. And all the ears of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So with that, people, I want to mark this, and I'm going to leave it. Now I just do a conclusion. So we're going to pick it up right here. Ezekiel, we're going to pick it up right here. Isaiah 6:13. I think I'm going to close with this one. Isaiah 6:13. Let's start at verse 11 of Isaiah 6. Then said I, Ahiah, how long? He answered, into the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the house without men, and the land be utterly destroyed. Verse 12, Isaiah 6. And Ahiah shall remove men from far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet, verse 13, but yet it shall be a tenth. Y'all see that? That's the 10%. It's going to be a great shaking in this world. It was a great shaking of the land of Jerusalem. Our ancestors was living. Killed so many. But yet, he's saying, verse Isaiah 6:13. It shall be a tenth, and it shall return. Y'all hear that? And shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, as the holy seed shall be the substance of them. So the holy seed is the remnant in Isaiah 6:13. And he say, yet it shall be a tenth of the children of Israel, and it shall return where? To Zion, to the solitary place, to the wilderness, and there it should, okay? So we're going to leave it right there. It's going to be a tenth, only a tenth of the 144,000, that's the tenth, that will return. Well, 1,000 of each tribe is the tenth of the children of Israel that will go and live in the new kingdom, the holy city in Jerusalem, coming down Mount Zion. So I'm going to leave it right there. And Saturday, I will come back and do a conclusion. The Rising Kingdom, Hebrew Nation, 12 Tribes of Israel, Empire, audio number 3. I will talk to you people later. I will make a conclusion. I'm going to call it conclusion of the rising kingdom. Talk to you later, people.